This is a CC Radio podcast.
Welcome to the Countdown Podcast and our review of Spiral, or Spiral, if you like. It's
from
not, it's Spiral.
The Book of Saw.
From the Book of Saw.
From the Book of Saw.
My name is Wayne.
And my name is Paul. Straight into it then for this very recent released horror film in the franchise, obviously following on from Saw.
Mm-hmm.
This is directed by a returning director from the series, Darren Lynn Bousman.
I didn't know that.
It's written by Josh Stolberg and Peter Goldfinger. Stars Chris Rock, Max Minghella, Marissa Nichols, and Samuel L. Jackson. 93 minutes long. It's $20 million budget. No word yet on how much money it's made because it literally just opened around the world. We were very fortunate enough to see an advanced screen with thanks to Anarchy.
Anarchy. So
thank you very, very much for that opportunity. Wayne, what is Spiral, colon, from the Book of Saw about?
Can I ask you first? I thought Chris Rock pitched this one. Is that what I heard?
Here's the story which I've now had, I want to say confirmed, but I'm only going off another movie critic who has his fingers in all the pulses. Right?
Good, go on.
Going to IndieWire.
IndieWire.com.
Chris Rock, the story was he pitched this idea.
Hmm.
And actual fact, he was at a wedding with some studio executive from Lionsgate and said, I'd like to be in a Saw film because I want to expand into a horror
direction. That's crazy, yeah.
And then that galvanized them enough to come back to the well and make another film. I also read independently online elsewhere, so this is not verified by someone who actually pretends to understand these things,
yeah,
that he did have a pass over the script once it was written.
Really?
It's an uncredited Passover.
But we think he pitched the concept of the cop and the this and the that?
I don't even know that. Whether it, again, according to IndieWire, it was just that he said, I want to be in a horror film franchise and Saw would be perfect. And they went, okay.
All right. Okay, interesting. Now, I'll give you what it's about, then we'll talk about that, okay? So everyone, Chris Rock plays a cop in this movie. He's a good cop. He's an honest cop. He once ratted on a crooked partner in the past, and everyone in the station thinks he's a rat, so he's not very popular. And he gets a new partner, a young rook, and they're working the case of a serial killer who seems to be copycatting the original Jigsaw killings. And so, you know, as they're investigating the case, they're seeing the bodies pile up, and it appears that the copycat is targeting policemen. So this film is about them trying to solve that case and the hijinks that ensue.
All right, that's fair. Yeah. Fair assessment. All right, Wayne. Now, we all know you hate horror films.
Dude, first of all, yes.
Before you get into it, though.
Yes.
We all know that I love horror films.
Yes.
And I would like nothing more than dragging you to a good horror film. Like,
yeah, but you don't
when
know.
When we do, like, It Chapter 1, it was such a great outing because you were shit scared. You jumped into places.
I did not like it.
No, you actually, but you gave it a good score.
Yes, but I did not enjoy the experience.
No, but you gave it a good score because you recognized it was a good film. Yes. So I want to say that on your behalf before you begin.
Thank you very much. Right. You're very kind. And listeners, this is how much I love you, because I fucking don't want to see these movies ever. Paul literally kicking and screaming, right?
Well, no, you're kicking and screaming. I'm dragging you.
No, exactly. And he's got his fucking psychological shit down as well. Like, he knows how to trap me and say, yo, man, we're doing this. We have to. There's no more movies coming out. It's COVID. You owe it to the people. Shit like that, all right? He's pulling that shit out, and I fall for it every time. So anyway, this movie.
Hot damn!
So I walk in, and I'm just sitting there just not liking it. I'm not enjoying my life, right? And then it starts.
I walk in this movie, I'm not enjoying it. I'm not enjoying my life. And then it starts.
Yeah, because I'm not enjoying the experience.
Okay, I'm
in for 2 hours of fucking horror movies.
That wasn't even that. It was 93 minutes.
Whatever.
Minus credits, about 85.
Okay.
Mercifully short.
You know, I'm really interested to see how you think about this one. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, you go.
Okay, all right, fine. Everyone, I didn't hate it.
Wow.
I didn't hate it.
I'm
all right.
Genuinely shocked. Yeah. Can I give some other context?
Go on.
How many Saw films had you seen before this?
Zero. And that's what I've been, like, from my diggings on the wire. It seems that people who are Saw fans are like, fuck this shit, right? And people like me, the 12 cunts of you like who are mate, like me out there, who've never seen a Saw film
12 people.
And went to one.
Thank you for listening to our show. Isn't it great when one of the hosts insults
I think
you?
They understand what I mean, how that's a term of endearment for me.
Sure.
Okay. I personally like the fact that this movie, though it has its traps and its torture porn elements, and I hate torture porn, okay? I hate it, all right?
Fair enough.
So, but they made that sort of a backdrop to trying to tell a more procedural type thriller. It's essentially like a cop show with horror elements rather than a horror movie. It's got, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's
definitely a horror movie. There's a lot of Seven vibes here.
It's so Seven-y, yeah. Right? It falls short of Seven.
Oh, my God.
By a long way.
Yes.
But its mood and its tone is Seven, not what I assume Saw is. So it wouldn't surprise me that hardcore people like yourself are like, to hell with this, okay? So, I mean, Chris Rock, right?
What did you think, Chris? That's a Loved really...
it! Oh, that was great.
Really?
Yeah, I'll tell you why, all right? So okay. Here it is. I'm like, oh, fuck this Saw movie. Then the first time you see Chris Rock, right out of the gate, he's dropping a fucking monologue about Forrest Gump, which I thought was hilarious, all right? And I'm like, oh! So he definitely had something to do with the script. Unless they said, Rick, you know, Chris, do a fucking monologue right here, then that's how we're going to start. No way. He would have had to write that in.
Yeah, right? It's interesting you say that, because I think you're right, except I will now play my hand.
Yeah.
I didn't like this movie at all.
You didn't like it at all?
No. And I think if we just stick with Chris Rock for a moment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Oh, fuck off. What do I care? Tremble before me. It's one of your horror films. Fucking have at it, man. Have at it. Put your foot in its ass.
Chris Rock, I just think, is woefully miscast. The start of the film, when he is, and he's given a lot of room in the first 15 minutes to give a couple of funny monologues.
Yes, which I like.
About Forrest Gump and marriage.
Marriage and your woman's cheating on you and
funny.
Shit like that.
Funny. I enjoyed all that. But when he had to do the heavy lifting of like a dramatic scene.
Yeah.
It looked like he had to fart.
You didn't buy it.
Not at all. There's a couple of slow-mo shots of him walking away from something. Where he's meant to be scowling or looking angry. And I'm like, oh, that is...
Really? Not so
laugh
good?
Laugh out loud. I was giggling to myself.
Do you know what?
And I don't know if that's what I bring to the table because I expect Chris Rock to be funny.
This is the thing. I understand this because he's a comedic actor and all comedic actors who want to go like dramatic.
Serious, yep.
That's a big thing for them. Robin Williams, Tom Hanks. Okay, all of those folks, right? So he's doing that and you're used to seeing him being funny. You're kind of expecting him to be funny. So it's a bit of a jump, okay? Yep. My personally didn't bump into it because I see him in like, you know, Bad Company. He's with Anthony Hopkins. He's still being funny there, but he's funny in a suit. And then like, and like in motherfucking Butters in Lethal Weapon 4. You know, he's like.
He was definitely all funny in that shit.
He was all funny, but he was playing notes like, you know, like a serious policeman. So I was like, okay, well, maybe I can. In my head, I had no trouble getting there, but that's because I was so grateful to him for making me laugh in a Saw movie.
Well, I want to say, though, I don't think it's his fault. I think it's really poorly directed, this film. And
I think it's
woefully written.
And so the same guy directed all the other Saws did this.
Not all of them. He did 2, 3, and 4.
Okay.
Some of the better received sequels. I mean, nothing compares to the original. You've heard me talk about
it. Yeah, I know the original. Yeah,
how it ends and the like. Absolutely. But this one, it wants to be so much better than the Jigsaw that came 3 years ago, which you didn't see and I saw and spoke about just in the top 10 last time.
Yeah.
That was terrible as well. And the directors of that were approached to come back and do this one, apparently, and they passed on it because it was a piece of shit, their last film.
Yeah.
That one was trying to be a straightforward Saw film. Like you said, this is trying to be a police procedural mixed with take a different direction. And I think the best thing about it is the idea of a serial killer targeting cops.
Yes.
In this day and age, in this socio-political kind of world, in this world of, you know, Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
The idea that someone might start targeting cops is horrendously real.
Oh, yeah. It's horrible.
And I think that's got some real legs to it. So
I didn't even think about that, but you're absolutely right. This is totally socially...
Not saying I'm endorsing, I'm saying that's a woefully... It's a scary thing. And I think that's what this film's trying to play on. Doesn't play on it very well.
When was this supposed to come out?
It was meant to come out in May last year.
Because it was a lot more relevant kind of around that time. Well, if it weren't for COVID.
George Floyd happened after, from memory. Yeah, June, July last year, right?
Then this was actually prophetic.
Yeah, in a way. But still, reflecting, don't get me wrong, the horrendous treatment of African-Americans has been going on for a lot longer than just...
Oh, sorry, of course. Yes.
So no, but we're talking playing
cops,
on that.
Talking about the cops thing, right? And that's... I mean, that's very Lethal Weapon 2, where all the cops get targeted, right? Yeah. But I'm fine with that.
But in that, it wasn't targeted for the same reason, you know what I mean?
No, absolutely not. That was a bad syndicate, and this is what it is.
Well, it was bad people killing good cops. This film is basically someone looking for revenge on bad cops, or what they consider to be bad cops.
Do you know what?
Bad cops.
No, but you know what I think? If I'm going to... Again, so I liked it, you didn't like it.
No, I didn't I didn't. And the reason why... After you take away the fact that, the characters are all one note, with the exception of Chris Rock's character, Detective Banks, everyone else is playing really poorly, whatever their role is given.
Yeah.
Really poorly. Except Samuel L. Jackson, who is, you know, channeling his good, sassy, fuck you.
No, Samuel Jackson's fine.
He's fine. But he's barely fucking in it. We need to be really clear here, right? Don't expect going in to see Chris Rock and Samuel L. Jackson. Samuel Jackson's like the second main dude.
No, this is an and Samuel Jackson movie.
And he's so relegated to the background, like, oh, boy.
No, he had like a day of shooting this guy. Two days.
Probably a few more than that. But still, very, very little. So you need to be very clear on that fact. Don't be sold on the fucking post, which just has their two names.
To be honest with you, I forgot Sam Jackson was in it. I actually went for Chris Rock. Yep. I mean, and, you know, I've seen him live. I'm a fan.
But right? Everyone else is horrendous. The dialogue's horrendous. The traps. Then you all you're left with then is the traps.
Tell
and
me
the kills.
About the traps. Do you not compare?
Well, the first one's pretty good, I have to say.
Yeah.
And after that, it's just relying on gross out gore to try and get you through.
Yeah.
And as much as the Saw films have always been about making you uncomfortable with the traps and, oh my God, what would I do in that situation? These ones, there's clearly no real escape from them. Right? And the original Jigsaw's
That's right. There's no escape.
The original Jigsaw's thing, right, was...
You can get out if you make the sacrifice.
Yes, whatever sacrifice. And the first one maybe fell into that category. Other ones, I'm like, there's a character at one point who decides he is going to make the sacrifice and tries to, it still dies.
Yeah. That happens on multiple occasions.
It's even dropped the ball in terms of that. But that was the thing in the latter sequels after Jigsaw died, that the copycats weren't following his ethos. But I'm like, we've played that note. I didn't like that part. I didn't think the traps were that ingenious. I didn't think the kills that good. The most horrendous thing about this film is the editing. The editing is god fucking awful.
Really?
It's Darren Lynn Bozeman. He's trying to do exactly the same thing he did in the other films. He's trying to do the fast ramp, sort of zoom up, the tight in angles, roar back, and there's the reveal of the trap. All that stuff. It's just so, so boring. Have you seen it 8 fucking times before?
Yeah, I didn't notice the directing in a way where I was like, oh, that was a good shot. Oh, it was just there in front of me. I will be honest with you. Once I understood what was happening with the grossness and the gore of the child, I just shut my fucking eyes. Okay. I'm like, there you go.
I was trying to glance over and see what you were doing. Yeah, but I couldn't see you put your hand up in front of your eye. Yeah. So, it was gory, particularly a couple of the kills were gory, but...
Gross.
A, there wasn't that many of them. And B, when we edited around sort of certain plot points, which I have to say for spoilers, I'm like, that sticks out like a sore fucking thumb. That's amateur fucking filmmaking.
Really?
What is going on here?
I'm surprised that you don't like it so much.
I was really disappointed.
I think it's for the same reason I liked it, the same reason you didn't like it. I liked it because it wasn't that much of a horror film, and you didn't like it because it wasn't that much
of a
horror film.
Other than its try-hard gore bits, it wasn't really that much of a horror film.
Yeah, see, I was sitting there going, oh, this isn't so bad because I can just make it a funny, like a police procedural.
Yep. Fair.
And then when the gross bits come, I go, oh, this is the part where the guy
does. I'm pretty sure it's got an R rating here in Australia.
It did.
So, I mean, it's pretty full on when it wants to be.
Yeah, it's definitely pushing the envelope, and it's like, this is supposed to be a Saw movie, so we're going to make everything up to 10 if we can when it is a gross bit. But you're right, there isn't very many of them.
No, I was surprised by how few people get targeted, and including, and we'll get to it. We'll get to it on the other side of sports. Wait, anything else you want to say on this side of Jack?
Yeah, I'll just say this. One, when you're seeing Chris Rock and his partner go through and get all of these murders and stuff, you know, and it feels like they're not making any headway at all. That's a problem.
Exactly.
Right?
Detective Banks is reactionary to the killer the entire film.
Right. It's like, oh, there's a new one. Oh, there's a new one. And he doesn't get in front of it by thinking ahead at any stage. And by the time anything happens, he hasn't figured it out. It just happened to him. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So that's a problem because you can't respect that the characters are actually good at what they're saying.
Which is a little bit, again, it's a Saw trope. The killer is always so far ahead of the pursuers.
So that's okay?
I don't think it is. Yeah. I think it's worn out now by film fucking 9.
Yeah, you want someone who's at least as good as Saw, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, okay, all right.
What about a battle of wits where they fucking rescue 2 or 3 people?
Yeah, I was hoping someone, which we'll talk about in spoilers, would make it.
Yeah, something like that would
didn't.
Be...
I was actually surprised that they did that. So, you know, a couple of surprises here and there. But like I said, I didn't hate it.
Fucking hated the ending. This is the worst ending to any Saw film of all of them.
Okay, hit the button because we want to talk about
it. All right, let's do it.
You can't handle the truth!
All right, Jack has spoken. Now, if you're still here, we are going to spoil the shit out of Spiral from the Book of Saw.
Hit it.
Okay, so it turns out to be, again, really heavily emphasizing spoilers here. It turns out to be his rook
partner.
A partner who's related to the corruption of 12 years ago when his partner killed a random dude who was going to testify. And it turns out he's the son.
And it's double, like, a bit of a shock because halfway through the movie,
he's supposed to have died. But that's my point.
They find his
the
remains.
Editing around that point section of the film, I literally was like, what the fuck?
Because they showed his arm with the tattoo?
Well, what happened was this.
Yeah.
In every other sequence of someone being captured, you know, put in whatever restraints, tortured, and then murdered, right? We see it play out, or at least we flash back to see it play out.
Yeah, we flash
full,
back to see it play out, yes. Right?
In 1 or 2 occasions. In this one, it's just, he's dead.
Yeah, you don't see it.
And I'm like, well, that's clearly fucking bullshit.
See, you were thinking about it. That's a good call. I actually didn't think about it. I'm like, because here's the thing. when the way it's played is that they show the person starting to get into the trap and he sees the fucking, you know, the video and whatever, whatever. And then they cut away, right? And I'm always like, oh, good, they cut away. But, all right? But then they flash back and they show you what happened.
A little bit, right?
All right?
But there was a scene literally before, right? So I can't remember his name, but the Rook. The Rook and he get in the car and he says something kind of heartwarming like, you know, he's with, I could keep calling Banks. Is that his actual name? Zeke, right?
Yeah.
Right? He gets in the car with Zeke and he says, you know, that's why we're all together. He's
Zeke really, is Chris Rock, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's really like right alongside him. Cut to the next scene and a package arrives.
Yep.
And it's his skin with his tattoo on it. And I'm like, hang on, what?
When did this happen? Must have happened like hours ago.
And they flash back to show it for the briefest glimpse, whereas in the other one or two occasions they show the flashback, they show it in much more detail.
Yeah, so they show the thing that happened
to him. Could you have played your hand any more clearly?
Look, well done for the plot-o-matic working it out. Like, I didn't notice that because, again, I was too busy being happy I didn't have to look at it. So that was so good. See, this I can see now why I liked it and you didn't.
Yeah, but imagine you picked it. I mean, I'm not saying I was certain he was the killer, but
he wasn't like a monstrous surprise when it happened. But it was like, I was like, oh, okay, so it's that guy.
And his rationale or his motive is fine, but then, all right, so we get to the end of the film.
Yeah.
He's got Samuel Jackson, who's disappeared since the one fucking scene he shared with Chris Rock.
Because after a while, you're like, wait, what happened? When was the last time we saw him? Yeah, so when he had a gun and walked into the warehouse. So I'm like, why did he do that? And you forget about it, right?
Well,
forget about it. But you're like, what is that? What is that? And then when you hear Samuel Jackson again, like he's brought the about up in the movie, you're like, wait, what the fuck was he doing? Because I haven't seen him for like, you know, the whole movie just about.
But they're trying to set him up as he's a suspect. Doesn't work. It's fucking bullshit. Right.
No, I never actually.
But that's what they're trying to say.
I was enjoying the idea that you might go, oh, okay, so at least this is something I should think about now. Was he the guy? You know?
Exactly.
I mean, yeah, exactly.
So he's strung up and he's going to bleed out unless his son shoots this one target.
Weirdest fucking setup.
Which all is a setup from something earlier happens in the film. But anyway, so Chris Rock's fighting with the Rook, right?
Oh, dude, that was so wrong.
And the SWAT comes storming in and it's all set up so they blow Samuel Jackson away again, you know, police violence on a black man.
I didn't even pick on that, man.
Fine. I mean, it's making
sense.
I mean,
he was putting
it's
a
hammering
gun.
On. Yes, I mean, I understand why they did it. If someone points a gun at a police officer, they're going to shoot.
I don't think it was about race war so much as it was just...
It's still commenting on that.
I think. Yeah, you're probably right, but I didn't pick it up because I'm me.
But Chris Rock kind of roars in anguish and the guy gets away on the other side of an elevator and all the cops swing around to point at him. As if he's going to be pinned for this. But the guy standing behind him kind of gives a little salute. Door slam, shut the elevator, end of film.
Hang on.
So an elevator saved him from being caught by the SWAT team?
More important, exactly. This is what happens, right? Before, like, when the cops turn up, the Rook guy says to Chris Rock, yo, I got a foolproof way out of here no matter what. By the way, you can kill me now. I'm like, if you get shot by Chris Rock, that's not a foolproof way out of here, my friend. Anyway, then if they have a fight, and that fight could have gone anywhere. He didn't have to end up in Chris Rock was in there with, like, maybe he was tussling towards the elevator, right? Bang, bang, bang. If Chris Rock hit him hard enough, he would have knocked him out. He's not going anywhere, all right?
Because his idea is, you're the only honest cop. You saved my life back 12 years ago.
Yeah.
I now want you to become part of my avenging force
against killing
bad cops. You give me the names, I'll set up the traps.
Yeah.
Chris Rock's like, I'm not sure getting my dad here to kill him is the way to go, but
yeah,
pretends to be into it and then isn't and then fights him and blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
But like... Really? That's your master plan to escape and elevator door closes? Mwahahaha.
That was shit. And like you said, the elevator goes down because if it goes up, it doesn't mean anything. It's going down. I think it actually went down, right? And there's the SWAT team. Now either all of the SWAT people from below went up. There's no way they wouldn't have anyone covering the exits.
Absolutely
there's no
not.
Way, all right?
It's the dumbest.
He's not going
shit.
Anywhere, man. That was the bullshit thing. If we had a little more, like somehow he made all the SWAT people come up and he knows there's no one down there and he's got the guy on the inside that takes him away, then you got a shot. All right, but they didn't put that in there.
I mean, I want to be careful how I frame this.
Yeah.
But even had he pressed a button and prelaid charges went off around the building and blew up
everyone
outside.
Somehow he escapes in the rubble, yeah.
But he wouldn't do that because it doesn't fit his motif of only killing crooked cops. But at least you could kind of buy that was a plan.
Maybe he gasses everyone down the bottom.
This isn't a fucking plan. This is just dumb
this
writing.
This is just him going, I've got an elevator, which means nothing, right? Yeah. We've all got an elevator at the right moment.
The most terrible ending to a Saw film I can remember.
Wow, I didn't think... I'm not very, but I'm kind of surprised that you had such a bad time with it.
I was almost embarrassed, I have to be honest. I was so disappointed. I wasn't expecting it to be great. I was hoping for a 3-star film. What I got was this piece of shit.
See, I think it's exactly a 3-star film.
Wow,
because I think it... Again... Because of very different reasons. I think Spiral, for me, worked in a roundabout way because it wasn't the bad thing I was expecting. And in fact, yep. it had a few good things that I wasn't expecting.
Like, it's such a by-the-numbers script that we had to leave one of the asshole cops alive, right?
Yeah.
Who had turned on him and thought he was a rat and was part of it all. Because otherwise, what suspect do we have?
Yes. That's it.
And I'm like, ugh.
That's typical tape.
Like, but it just doesn't make any sense in this actual world of this killer waiting to come to him as the final piece de resistance. Instead, he skips one dude just because the script needs one other dude it could be.
Yeah. But that's how they do it. Exactly.
It's shit.
It's not... You know what I'll tell you, right? So the unnecessarily hot captain, right? She's this Hispanic woman and she's fucking beautiful, right? She's and I'm like, gorgeous. There's no fucking captains that look like that. But I realized what it was.
But then they said at one point she became captain at 35.
Yeah, because why? She's so hot?
Have you ever seen a captain in any film depicting police who's 35?
You're right.
I mean,
you're
now she's 47, I guess, by implication, 12 years later. But still.
No, you don't become a 35-year-old.
If you're a 47-year-old, extremely hot looking, and I don't know as a man, yeah. but I'm pretty sure you don't rock into work, even in a heat wave, which, by the way, has no relevance to the plot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's supposed to make it a sultry kind
except
of...
Except for shitty fucking sweat stains that no one has. Who has sweat stains that go down from their neck?
I know. I was thinking that. I'm semicircle, like, why has he got so many sweat stains?
And a semicircle around their kind of neck.
Collar, yeah.
But nothing under their arms.
There was a bit under his arm.
But nothing like this.
Yeah, I know. It was really weird.
When I get in a fucking car and I'm driving on a
your underarms, bro. It's your underarms,
but it's also like where your back's against the
seat.
Yeah,
yeah, that's horrible.
Right?
I have a personal...
Where your belly is kind of, your shirt's crumping up there. That's where the sweat stains are. Mm-hmm. Has no one sweated in fucking America before? It's so dumb.
Sweat stains are my actual enemy. Like, I fucking have all kinds of techniques to not walk into the office with a sweat stain. And it's hot in this fucking city, let me tell you.
Yeah, it gets very hot. But back to it. Sorry. She's wearing a tank top to work.
Okay, now listen up. On that note.
As a captain.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Can you imagine a manager in your workplace rocking up in a tank top?
Yeah, look.
And tight pants.
Yeah. Now, here's what happened, right? She's hot, and I think hot women can do pretty much whatever they want, right? But it's a movie. You know what I'm saying? That's what's going on. But I know what you mean.
I just think it's ridiculous. It was ridiculous. It took me out again.
Well, you know, I think the reason that she's so hot is that it was a bigger shame when the thing that happened to her is her face getting burned.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think that's what that was, but also it's an excuse to have a hot woman in a movie. That's what's going on here.
Right? I got no problem with, let me be very clear, no problem with a female being captain and no problem with a hot female being captain, but dress and act appropriately.
See, that's the only thing I have a problem with. You better be inappropriate. Okay.
You know, like, I can't imagine a captain would conduct herself the way that she does.
Oh, no. The captain looking that way is already ridiculous.
Not even the looking, but like, at one point she decrees these two cops to go off and fucking be lead on this case. And then Chris Rock gets in her ear in the men's bathroom, because that's what happens.
Yeah, she walks in and she's like, get off.
Yeah. Because, you know, she's so tough, she can tell fucking a dude is taking a pee to stop peeing midstream. Exactly.
When if you're really tough, you can avoid walking into a man's toilet because it's disgusting.
Yeah.
So.
And then she just listens to him and says, okay, now he's the lead. I'm like, that's not the way fucking managers make decisions.
Absolutely not. And also, you don't just walk in and tell everyone. You talk to the guy who was lead and say, listen, we're going to make a switch. Mm-hmm. You guys got to come out and endorse it. This is some bullshit, all right?
Like I said, it's a badly written film.
It's a bad. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. I'm not going to defend a fucking horror film. Right? In fact, fuck Chris Rock for going into this shit and making me maybe, like, giving more reasons to make me watch this shit.
Well, the encouraging thing is, as much as you said last week before we did this one, I'm never doing a horror film again. Now you've enjoyed this one.
No. Right.
Conjuring Part 3.
Doesn't mean I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Fuck no. Ooh, absolutely.
That's a bingo.
I categorically deny any kind of commitment on that. We'll talk, motherfuckers. Paul will be on my dick, let me tell you.
Anything else you want to say?
No, that's it. That's fine.
What are you scoring then, Wayne? So we're going to shock people here with both of
us. We are. It's a 60.
Oh, fuck. I can't be angry at you. I'm just like, I'm stunned.
What's yours?
I give it 32.
Holy nipples!
Yeah, this is terrible.
32, motherfucker! That's like foot in your ass style.
If it's not the worst Saw film, it's right up there.
Oh, bitch, please. I mean, I wouldn't know. But like, bitch, please.
I hated Saw 5. Saw 5 was a massive piece of shit.
And this is worse.
I also didn't like Jigsaw. This is right around that level.
Good Lord, man. Holy titties.
There we are.
I mean, I reckon anyone who's into horror is like you, and anyone who's not has not listened to this
show. I know that Brad from the Cinema Guys, he quite enjoyed the film. I think he had 4 stars. Jesus, Brad.
Wow.
I don't know anyone else who's seen it yet.
Yeah.
I hope, that said, I still hope it's a success. I'd love to see better entries into the Saw franchise.
Like when I see a superhero
I'd love
film
to see more better horror films being made and released to cinema. So I never wish ill on the horror genre.
So go watch it, everyone. Go watch it.
Right? Make your own mind. Find out whether you're on the Paul side of the fence or the Wayne side of the fence. Hmm. But yeah.
Be advised that if you're like me, first of all, congratulations. But secondly, right, you might still like it, so maybe give it a try. You know what I'm saying? Just close your eyes.
There we are. That's a Saw. Colin, from the book of Spiral, what did you think? Let us know via email at thecountdownpodcast@gmail.com. Yep. On Twitter at CountdownPC. Check out ccradio.com.au for Believe and Comic Confidential, which had a very hilarious episode last week.
Yeah, they talked about us.
They talked about all the network hosts and who they, what characters they'll be for what TV shows.
They were, yeah.
Really still dark that we are a mixture of Phoebe, but anyway.
Well, did you see who they say what I was?
So I'm saying mixture of Phoebe. And
no, they said I was Joey and you were a piece of Phoebe and then we were a mixture of Phoebe as well because of the song thing. But she said, you're a ladies' man.
Which is hilarious.
That's not totally true. Honest. Totally, it's totally correct.
It's not true. Wayne is a ladies' man. Oh, no. And also, for the record, I wrote most of the lyrics to our music. Wayne just makes it sound better. Anyway, beside that, do check it out. Wonderful episode with Rachel and Amy.
Comic Confidential podcast. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Comic Confidential or ccradio.com.au and Comic Confidential podcast. Is there anything else? Oh, yeah. Facebook community. Check out links in the show notes and we host through Podbean.
Podbean.
Media. All right. That's it for us. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Paul.
My name is Wayne.
And this has been The Soundboard.
Whoa. Hold on.
The reaction when Wayne likes a horror film.
You're still an asshole.
We'll catch you next time.